Authority is typically one of those things that people love to have and don't so much like being subject to it. And as the etymology of the word would suggest, part of the reason is the one with authority is the author, or the one who gets to write the rules within the parameters of their field or of the authority which they possess. And they ultimately also get to direct those who are subject to them. Hence, it only makes sense when people have authority, they like it, and when they don't have it, they're not so keen on it. In other words, we prefer to direct than to be directed. There are two basic types of authority. One is an institutional authority, whereby one is a given authority over a particular matter by someone else. The United States Open tennis tournament began yesterday, and so if you are a professional tennis instructor in the United States, the USTA would certify you and you would have a certificate you could show to say, I am a certified tennis teaching professional. And that is a kind of institutional authority. The second kind of authority is a charismatic authority, whereby the personal charisma and testimony of the individual has such a force that people are inclined to listen and to follow, despite the fact that they may not possess an institutional authority. So for example, I would be willing to bet that Roger Federer, arguably the greatest tennis player of all time, does not have a USTA certificate saying I can teach tennis, but if he came by your club and was willing to give you a tip or two on tennis, you would be very wise to listen to him because of what a great player he is. With all that in mind, we can begin to see today's gospel, what is so unique and even a little bit controversial about the authority of Jesus. On the one hand, to the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees, Jesus is going to appear as an upstart, because they're going to look at him coming into the synagogue and teaching and doing the things he does, and they're going to say, where is this guy's institutional authority? Somebody like St. Paul, for example, moved from Tarsus to Jerusalem at the age of 12 to train under the prestigious Pharisee Gamaliel, and was trained in the law by a respected scholar. Jesus doesn't have any of that. He didn't go to a special Pharisaical school. He wasn't a kind of doctor of the law in terms of some kind of certified program or apprenticeship that he took. And yet he comes in and he speaks and he teaches with authority. And this is one of the reasons why the Pharisees are going to have an issue with them, because they're going to say literally, who does this guy think he is to be coming in here and calling the shots and even taking on authority over top of the Mosaic law? When we think of the Sermon on the Mount and Jesus keeps saying, you've heard that it was said, but I say, because even for the respected Pharisees of the day, their authority would always be in reference to the law, which held ultimate authority since it was written by God. So from this perspective, Jesus is somewhat controversial to them. On the other hand, today's gospel also points to the fact that Jesus has this charismatic authority. That when we look at Jesus' power over nature, the miracles that he conducts, his power over the demons who listen to his word, they begin to point to Jesus as not only having authority, but having really an absolute authority whereby everything and everyone is subject to him. I suppose when we think of it, Jesus in a certain sense also possesses an institutional authority, because it is his Father in heaven who ultimately gives Jesus authority over everything on earth. And in this sense, Jesus is the perfect leader. He has the institutional authority, which is derived from the absolute authority of the Father, and he has the personal charismatic authority, whereby everything is subject to his command or subject to his word. I think when we look at the authority that Jesus possesses and how he exercises it, there are two important points for us to take with us. The first is that I'm guessing each of us is an authority to one extent or another, over one group of people or another, within a particular field or parameter of life. And here we're called to remember that Jesus, who is the absolute authority, he comes and ultimately he exercises his authority in service and in sacrifice and in giving himself completely over others. other words, he doesn't lord it over others. He doesn't look at it as a position of privilege to be able to tell us what to do. But he exercises his authority completely in love and service. And this is always going to be the measure for us in terms of exercising whatever authority and competency we have in our life. And the second point is going to be that all authority in this world, human authority, must be subject to some parameters and limits, because only the authority of God is absolute. And we know too well, unfortunately, in the world we live in, when we human beings try to assume an authority which is not ours, ultimately there can be disastrous consequences. God is, for example, the absolute authority over life, and yet when we human beings or human institutions take upon themselves the right to legislate that unborn human beings are not entitled to a right to live, it really is presuming and taking on authority which is never ours to have, to belong to. Because human authority is always going to be subject to the absolute authority of God, what he has intrinsically written into this world in the natural law. And therefore, that too reminds us that when we are looking for leaders, when we are subjecting ourselves to leaders, that we also want people who always recognize and are subject to this absolute authority of God, who is the creator of the universe, and who is the creator of the law that governs the world that we live in. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward today, let us ask God for the grace that whatever authority we have been granted in this world, that we would always exercise it in the example of Jesus as servants who strive to love and serve all those who we strive to lead and direct and who we live with.